A quick trip down the street might soon mean you can leave your car behind and jump on a bike for hire. Bike sharing is already well established in several American cities and in countries around the world, from France to China. Honolulu will join them if Ben Trevino has his way. He's president of Bike Share Hawaii, and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me.
Now, this idea for us seems so new, but this has been going on for, you know, well over a decade all over the world. Why are we so low to get in the game, aside from what's going on in Kailua?
Well, that's right. It's a worldwide phenomenon. I think it exists in over 500 cities in over 40 different countries. And there are about, I want to say, there are on the order of 40 different systems in North America now. The question of why we don't have it yet, I think it's making its way across the country. And I think as people start to realize what the benefits are and they see what it is, it becomes more appealing. But we have a very unique situation here in Honolulu and in the state in general that makes it a perfect place for bike share. There's a nice mix of visitors and residents. There's a concentration of activities where people live and attractions for them to go to. And there's great weather. It's great biking weather. At the same time, there's a few things that make it very difficult for a bike share system to thrive, and that the main thing is bicycling infrastructure. And so because of those challenges, making space on the road and space on the sidewalks to accommodate a system like a bike share system, there are some challenges and there's some things that we have to figure out. And that's what Lori, the CEO of Bike Share, and I are going to be focusing on over the next year, is figuring out how we can make this something that's integrated in the community, really works, and sees the whole potential of what bike share can be.
We already have the bike lane that goes down King Street. We talked about that a little earlier when Mike Formby was here, and that's bringing its own challenges, too. Some people are saying, you know, now you can't get around, you can't see, you've got cars parked on King Street, and you've got the bike lane that goes across it, and you're trying to come down one of those streets. It's making it difficult. So, I mean, we've gotten a mixed bag with some of that, and now you want to put more bikes on the road in terms of making them actual transportation, presumably to offset some, you know, a small amount of cars that people might use for small trips. There are inherent, you know, difficulties in that too. I mean, certain things that people are going to use a car for, if you're going down the street to do a major shopping, is one thing, as opposed to going down the street to pick up a few things and then go home.
Right. Well, I think you brought up several really important points, and people might be surprised at how many trips are actually very short trips. I think something in some of the recent studies they've done, they said that around 50% of trips are shorter than 3 miles, which means that they're very doable on a bike or even on foot in some cases. And there are many trips that could be easily replaced by bike trips that would be more comfortable. They would be faster, they'd be healthier, they'd be more fun. And to your point about taking the car to go grocery shopping or taking the car to go on a big trip where you're shopping, using a transportation system that isn't based around the car changes the way that you shop, potentially in ways that help us achieve the community outcomes that we want, right? We want to support our local businesses, our neighbors. And when you shop on bike, by virtue of the fact that you can't carry as much stuff, you tend to shop locally. And you tend to shop in smaller increments, and you get out in your community more, you see your neighbors more. And it really creates this sense of community that a lot of people are looking for in their urban lifestyle.
And in a lot of places, that's been happening anyway. In New York, I mean, running down to the corner store, mm-hmm. or in, you know, places in the UK where just going shopping every couple of days is just the way of life and built into daily routine. But for you, in looking at how we're bringing bikes to Hawaii in this way, it's more than just being able to pick up a bike here, do a little tour, and come back. You're really looking at having a wholly integrated system, which presents a whole lot of other issues than, say, you know, some of the things that we've seen with the NICE system that's happening over in Kailua. What are those real differences, and how much do you think you really have to surmount to make them a reality here?
Well, the main thing with a bike share system is convenience. Convenience drives the success of a bike share system. You want to know, when you see a bike share station, that no matter where you're going, that there will be another bike share station on the other end. And you don't want to have to think about planning out a route, how you're going to get back. You want to have that flexibility. And the flexibility is really what you get with a personal vehicle, right? And to replace that kind of flexibility requires an ecosystem of transportation options, right? You need to have bike share. You need to have Uber. You need to have Car2Go. And you need to have all of the different types of scenarios that you would use your personal vehicle for, with supplemented by solutions that are extremely good at whatever kind of trip you need to make. And BikeShare is extremely good at short trips that get you in and out very quickly and that let you park very conveniently.
Now, some of those things that you've just mentioned, with Uber and with BikeShare, and just in general, the way life has been changing really speaks to the collaborative mindset that has come to take a share of the way that we've been living our lives up until fairly recently, believing that individuals, trips, individual cars, everybody should have their own, as opposed to how can we share to get our own jobs done and done well, and not to have to each replicate some of that material that that we each need to do that. Whether that's happening in certain other industries, as we've seen it happen in personal ways of being, still means that that mindset is continuing to change.
Right, and I think there's a lot of reasons that it would. I think there's a lot of reasons that you take some trips in your car that drive you crazy, and having a car and maintaining a car is very expensive, right? And there's, as costs go up for the rest of the life you want to lead, having the extra income, say, there are estimates that it's about $10,000 a year spent owning and operating a small new car. Having that money available for education or for recreation, it means a lot, right? And if you can provide the same kind of convenience and flexibility that you get with a personal vehicle, and potentially even more, because the situation is that with personal vehicles, the more that are on the road, the less flexible it is for you, right? And so because there already is this shared resource, the roads are a shared resource and they don't expand, we all have to coordinate and collaborate to figure out how we can live together and get things done.
Which you would think might be something we would be better at here because we live on these smaller islands altogether, and we realize that it's pretty finite. You're still about $8 million short of being able to launch this system. So this next year for you is going to be all about building and hopefully amassing some more money.
That's right. We need significant funds to launch BikeShare. We have a significant amount of support already, and there's great support from both the mayoral and governor's administrations for BikeShare. And that kind of support is enormous. I mean, I think the kinds of things that Mike Formby
is doing.
You
still need the real money, though, Ben.
That's right.
How are you going to get that?
Well, we are looking to we're looking for it from everywhere. No stone will be unturned. But we expect that because BikeShare is going to provide a lot of benefit to local businesses, we think local businesses will really get behind this. And there's a lot of opportunity for different kinds of retail businesses or any kind of business that has a message to get out to the world that wants to be aligned with all of the benefits of BikeShare, the health benefits or the economic benefits or the energy benefits. A company has a great opportunity to be a part of something that's going to change Honolulu and it's going to change the state of Hawaii. And I think that's worth a lot. I think people are going to want to participate.
And how many bikes do you think you have to be able to make this really viable for people in, say, just Honolulu proper?
That's a great question. So the system that we're looking at is going to extend from, say, the Waikiki Aquarium to Chinatown, River Street in Chinatown, Makai of the Highway with a spur out to UH. And in that service area, we're expecting to put 2,000 bikes and 200 stations, which means that the station should be 500 to 900 feet apart, and you should be able to easily walk from a station to a nearby one in case.
And these bikes are really people friendly. I mean, they're easy bikes to use.
They are. And as a matter of fact, we are currently hosting two very special guests, Mike, the city bike from New York, and Jen, the Pronto cycle from Seattle. And they will be around town. You should be able to see them around. They're going to be at the farmer's market in the Ward Farmer's Market tomorrow morning and at Whole Foods to a Sunday afternoon and at the biathlon on Magic Island Sunday morning.
Is that how you got here today, this morning?
It's not how I got there. They're very busy. They were on TV this morning.
All right. Well, thanks, Ben. Good luck with this. We'll see how it develops.
Thank you very much.
We join all those other cities around the world who have bikes. You can get through BikeShare. Thanks very much. Ben Trevino is the president of BikeShare Hawaii. He was the founder of Inter Island Terminal, a Honolulu-based nonprofit organization with projects including community spaces like Kaka'ako Agora and R&D Bookstore and Cafe. He was also the architect of the Uhiro Dashboard Project. More about BikeShare Hawaii is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.